everybody, and welcome to This Week in Figure Skating for the week of April 1st through 7th, 2013. This week's April Fool's jokes, by the way, was on the Belarusian media, who took a joke by Alexander App that he was going to come back and represent Belarus in Paris seriously. Actually, he's too busy coaching. More serious business, pranks at a couple of the junior skaters notwithstanding, was the Gardena Spring Trophy in Italy, anticipated especially for the senior men's competition and Adam Rippon's new long. Unfortunately, that competition was derailed a touch when Rippon's third place short included a fall on the only triple axel he attempted in the entire competition, another one on his flip to lose the combo, and then his Lutz was partially downgraded, and countryman Brandon Mraz didn't fare much better, falling on both axel and quad and doing only a triple-double. So when Takehiko Kazuka only fell on his quad and did a triple-double, and the rest of his program was really good, he opened up a huge lead over Mraz in second. Rippon came back with a simply gorgeous free, where everything was almost perfect, except he had another Lutz partially downgraded, which, combined with a lack of even triple axel, let alone quad, meant that while he won the segment over Kazuka, who also had a partially downgraded Lutz plus a doubled Salchow and bad vaults on both quad and would-be combo axel, the Japanese skater held on to beat him overall, 228.63 to 219.16. Mraz was less fortunate. He also had a doubled Salchow, plus he tripled his quad, didn't single end double axles, and rotated both his Lutzes, but fell in the second one. Fifth in the free, he slipped to fourth and seeded bronze to Swiss skater Stephane Walker, who was the only man in the competition to pull off a triple-triple combination in the short, though there he fell on a partially unrotated triple axel. Fourth going into the free, he rotated the axel there, if less than cleanly, and that wasn't his only small error, but his only larger one was a doubled flip. The principal contenders and the senior ladies had bad shorts, too. Haruki Mai fared especially badly, coming in seventh in a short where neither jump or combo was rotated and the double was fully downgraded, and then her loop wasn't clean either. But even Valentina Marquet fell on her Lutz to lose the combo and singled her axel, and was third behind Luxembourg skater Fleur Maxwell and home skater Dieta Russo, who both skated clean, if easy, programs. But Italian and Japanese favorites both came back strong. Marquet had a completely clean free skate, and Mai wasn't far off, though she did have trouble rotating her combo loop. And with 162.81, Marquet won easily, and 8 points back, Mai had an even easier time with silver, when Maxwell and Russo both had more difficulties in the free. With a double, two minor downgrades, and two major ones, Maxwell was fifth in the segment, dropped to fourth, and Russo fell on a fully downgraded loop, again on a Salchow, and had trouble with one of her axles and a time violation. But she held on to bronze, despite being fourth in the segment, behind Allison Crystal Periticheto, representing the Philippines, who had fewer major mistakes, but even she doubled a flip and fell on a partially unrotated axle, and was unable to move up from fifth. The four sub-senior events were all blown out by Americans. Jordan Moeller and Polina Edmonds took care of the two junior events, and the underage junior national men's champion Vincent Zhao and ladies pewter medalist Karen Chen also showed up to win the novice events. The ISU is still working on the upcoming short dances, this week releasing a couple new communications, which go into a lot of technical detail about the pattern dances, a few details about other elements, including the need to complete at least 75% of the step sequences to get above level 1, and also confirm all the details we already know about the 2015 season short dances while adding a few more, including that the seniors will only skate one compulsory pattern of the Paso Doble, and right after that they will do the partial step sequence, which they actually don't include the technical details for. That'll come in another communication later. Well, in the juniors, it seems the separation of the silver samba sequences is not optional. They must be done apart. For combined rhythms, the junior dance may combine the samba with the rumba, cha-cha, mambo, or meringue, and the seniors are given more freedom to choose any rhythm recognized specifically as Spanish, though they must avoid those more generally classified as Latin. As examples, the ISU lists dances like the flamenco, the sevillana, a cheery version of the flamenco, the Spanish bolero, a three-quarter time and sharper version of the sevillana, the fandango, a fast three-quarter time dance of alternating moving feet, and the yota, which involves couples holding their hands above their head, and off the ice at least, would involve castanets. The World Team Trophy is next week, but a lot of skaters are dropping out. One withdrawal is without explanation. When France officially did their team release, Nathalie Pichel and Fabienne Borzat weren't listed. Prunelle Caron and Lloyd Jones go instead. The rest are injury-related. Florent Timoteo is out because of the back injury his coach talked about last week, so Romain Ponsart will get a year-ending event after all. Nan Song Tu is pulling out. He has left knee patella arthrosis, which basically means the cartilage in his knee is coming apart. Plus his hip muscles are ripped, and he'll need 2 to 4 months of rehab, during which he won't be able to jump. He is replaced by Yi Wang. And Ekaterina Bobrova and Dmitry Soloviev have been forced to send their regrets after he pulled an already troubled groin on Monday. He will have to be off the ice 10 days, and they don't think they should be going up against top ice dance teams while still recovering, though he says he's not happy about it. With Elena Ilyinich and Nikita Ketslapov on vacation, and Ekaterina Riazanova and Ilya Tichenko currently getting their new programs done in America, the Russian Federation decided against bothering either team in favor of naming Russian number 4 Xenia Manko and Kirill Kavalyan as their replacements, as Pizhiv explained in another phone interview. That wasn't the only subject he had to talk of by then. Early in the week, there was a report that Zina Stolbova and Fedor Klimov had left Ludmila Velikova to join the country's top two pairs under Nina Moser, and the media even seemed to confirm this Wednesday. But Thursday, Pasiv, though he didn't seem to deny they'd left Velikova, said their training under Moser is not settled. The St. Petersburg Federation seems to be considering whether or not they'll allow it. A more confirmed departure is Sergei Voronov from Nikolai Morozov, confirmed by the latter. He said it was Voronov's choice to go. No word on where he's going. Soloviev isn't the only Russian guy dealing with injury either. Thursday also saw Andriy Deputat undergo surgery after a bad jump in practice led to damage in the meniscus of his right foot. The recovery will delay the start of his and Vasily Zadevnikov's preparation for next season, originally planned for mid-April, will now happen in late May. When he is recovered, they plan to train in Sochi in June and then in Moscow in August. On the other hand, Evgeny Plushenko is back at the ice. Last night, he appeared to celebrate the opening of a new rink in Yuzhny Sakhalinsk. The local seat on Long Sakhalin Island offers his far eastern coast. It has also been reported that the police rejected his slander complaint against Andrei Zurinkov, which has not stopped him from filing a second slander complaint. Song is not the only Chinese skater dealing with injury either, and we also have an update on their pair skaters. For Jian Tong, it seems he must have surgery, except that it wasn't absolutely insisted he have it right away, so now he's going to postpone it until after the Olympics. Similarly, Wen Jing Sui has a ruptured ligament in her right ankle, but she too is postponing surgery until after the Olympics, though in the meantime, she's having to take therapy, without which she wouldn't be able to walk properly or even keep her balance. Over in the States, we have a retirement. Tiffany Weiss and Don Baldwin are calling it a career competitively, saying they've been at it long enough and been through enough injuries. They plan to skate together in shows and coach together in Scottsdale, Arizona. Up in Detroit, Tim Kaleido is retiring from singles, saying his body can't handle the harder jumps, but he's actually part of an announcement of a new team. As he and Yura Min, following her split from her previous partner after their low finish at US Nationals, teamed up a month ago, and this week began training as an ice dance team under Igor Spielbond. The two of them plan to represent Korea, where she has dual citizenship and who have shown interest in having her represent them in the past. Kaleido has cited his already existing love for Korean culture, and clearly hopes to get citizenship in time for home Olympics in 2018. In the shorter term, they hope to be ready for competition in time for Korean Nationals in November, and they also have their eyes set on the 2015 Four Continents in Seoul if they can qualify for that. A couple of Paris events are also coming out of Canada, where Megan Duhamel and Eric Radford had the music for their short program Next Year recorded. It was music Radford had actually composed for the purpose, with the aid of Quebec composer Louis Babin, and they got the Orchestre Symphonique de Longueuil into the recording studio to record it Tuesday. It even attracted the attention of two Canadian networks, CBC and TSN, and the latter is now making a documentary of Radford's creation of the piece. Meanwhile, a retired pair, Annabel Langwa and Cody Hay, announced this week that their first child, Mia Olivia Hay, had been born on the 28th. She endured an emergency C-section, but mother and baby are both now doing well. But perhaps attracting more attention in Canada, despite its timing on NHL trade deadline day, was the announcement of the return of Battle of the Blades as CBC announced their fall lineup, and after being left out last year due to their reduced budget, the show will return in September. Financial concerns will constrain it, however. Among the changes will be reducing the show to a one episode per week format, with the elimination occurring after the skating with the stars style. Meanwhile, in Asia, there was a national championships this week, taking place in Malaysia. Most of the competitors were very young, and the only senior competition was the men. That had three skaters, with Julian Yi Ziji being the only one to do anything harder than triple salchow. He went for flips in both programs. It went better in the short, though there his double axel went very badly, and so did his first spin. In the free, he struggled with the flip more, doubled the lut, and fell in the three jump. He totaled 129.75 and won his first national title by 20 points. There were two junior men. Kai Jiangchu won that title with a little less than 100. There was an open junior ladies competition where withdrawal left one native skater and therefore default junior champion, Amira Asfariyena Azhari, against Australian guest Jenny Liu. The latter won the actual competition with a little less than 90. As we pass into the show season, some announcements were made, including guest stars on both Canadian Stars on Ice and Sun Valley Summer Season. April 26th, when the former's into Toronto, they'll have Javier Fernandez on, and May 5th and 6th, as they go through Calgary and Edmonton, they'll have Caitlin Osmond. Sun Valley's guest stars will include Evan Lysicek July 13th, Ryan Bradley July 20th, and Ashley Wagner August 3rd. Fernandez actually performed at NBC's Today Show Friday, promoting the annual figure skating and Harlem Gala on Monday. And finally, the U.S. Olympic Committee has, for the fourth time, bestowed Team of the Month honors on Merrill Davis and Charlie White. They'd won it before for their first two Grand Prix finale wins and their first world title, and now they've gotten it for this March for their second world title as well. And that is This Week in Figure Skating. Good night.